Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 26th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am live here from Podcast House in Boston, Massachusetts. And with me today... How are you doing, Matt?
I feel like you're louder. Yesterday, everyone told us that we didn't wake them up, except for the guys who are downstairs actually watching us. So, hey, guys, if you're watching again. And hopefully everybody else is not waking up, but I'm sure somebody will.
Yes, we did not wake anyone up yesterday, so I'm doing my best to do it this time. We got even less sleep tonight. We had a great time at the Live Know-It-Alls last night. Met some awesome people who had, lots of them told me that they watched it. So shout out to all of you that I met last night that are a fan of the updates. Love you all. Join us in the chat here on robiswebsite.com. And we are here to talk about the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds. And wow. I let me just say, I have given up. I'm done. I am not making any predictions anymore for this damn triple. I'm done with it. I'm not doing it. You cannot get me to do any of it. I'm done. Last night, I was like, man, can you believe that this is going to happen after all the flipping that's been happening today? And people were like, whoa, that's crazy. And then I got back to the Airbnb and I was like, well, never mind. And then I was telling people, no, never mind. And then an hour later, I was like, oh no, never mind again. And then it's just, no, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm not detailing every conversation of this flip. I just tweeted out this morning, I don't think we need an update. We just need to show a very, very dizzy spinning situation because it's all right. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. There's some stuff that you should know. There's some relevant stuff, but the details are, again, anything can happen here. To start the day, as I mentioned yesterday while we were talking, Olivia was talking to Allie and trying to get her not to target Johnny in the triple. She does not succeed on that front. That's really the most that we're going to hear relevancy-wise from Allie and Liv during the day. Paris and Will have a conversation where they decided, they were talking about Kayla and Derek, and they were like, showmances get a lot of attention, and Derek was quick to jump into this showmans. I feel like, does Derek have a girlfriend? Like, what's happening there? They were really speculating about that.
That's not the only thing speculating about it. They were considering all the options about why Derek and Kayla aren't into each other.
Yes, there were some options discussed. And Will was telling Paris about how Dayla is always saying, Paris is playing the best social game, blah, 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 which should be red flag to Paris, but she doesn't really think about it too much. It's really the biggest thorn in her game, I think, is Dayla doing that to her.
Yeah, it's not been surprising to hear anybody talking about how Paris is playing a good game, because just like Johnny and how Johnny's been identified as, you know, a target lately, people recognize that they're all good with Paris. We've been saying that. So Paris is really the one, like we were saying yesterday, that Maddie is the one who's probably the swing here. But if Paris is not leaning towards Kayla anymore, or if she is, or whatever it is, then that's going to weigh a lot on what Maddie decides to do. So Paris's position and how she feels going into the triple is really what this whole day was about.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on. So we then get a big house meeting, big argument, great stuff. I recommend if you're going to go and watch anything, go and watch this argument from earlier in the day yesterday. Johnny catches Kayla pitching to Maddie in Paris again, and he wants to make this this house meeting happen. He just wants it. He wants to do it. So they call everyone in. They have a big fight. I unfortunately, on not many hours of sleep, cannot reenact it at the moment. But it's a good fight. I recommend checking it out. Lots of fun back and forth with Johnny. Johnny, the main points Johnny was trying to make in this this argument in this fight was calling out how many times Kayla has lied to people in this game. Like, you said this to this person, you did this, you betrayed this person, you betrayed this deal when you did this to this person, and just like listing out all of their sins in the game. And then also just like calling people out for being sheep if they believe what Dayla tells them. And it's going to be very frustrating for Derek and Kayla, but very amusing for our feed watching eyes.
Yeah, stop me if this is anything groundbreaking, but yeah, we're at the Big Brother house, Big Brother Canada house, season 6, and people are lying. Crazy, right? So yeah, there's been lies from everybody in the house, but that's how Big Brother works. So if anyone's surprised by that, I don't know what, but just kind of like they really need to be the last one to get inside of the trio's heads. They need to spend this entire day. They've exhausted all of the scenarios, and like Kayla saying, I won't put you guys up. You know, we'll be safe to the final five or whatever. They've heard all the pitches. They've heard everything. So it's like they're really scratching and clawing for any last minute reasons to sway the trio in one way or another. And the house meeting, like Terrence said, was a lot of fun, even though he had to like go run over to Best Buy and pick up a charger because he decided to leave his charger at home and miss the whole thing. But it was a lot of fun. We put it up on the big TV that we have downstairs, and everybody, even people who weren't Big Brother Canada 6 watchers, were loving watching it. So I highly recommend that if you happen to miss it.
Yes. Let us know if the mic is weird. Somebody just mentioned that it's echoing, but it's the acoustics of the room. So yes, very, very great fight. A lot of people were asking like who is getting a fight, because it seems like, again, Johnny is the more enthusiastic one. If you want to say that, I saw Charles was called he's the enthusiastic one in Secret Hitler. So we like to say enthusiastic. A little choppy. I'm sorry. But ultimately, I do think that Johnny accomplishes what he wants here. In the points that he is making. It might be our internet. That's unfortunate. You know, it happens. So again, Johnny's main points here, calling out how many times Dayla has lied to people in the game, and then calling people sheep. And I point that out, and I say that this is successful because it's the first time right after this that both Will and Paris are really starting to flip Dayla. And the reasoning is that Kayla has lied so much in this game, and we don't want to be seen as sheep for keeping them in the game. Again, I feel like people are quick to say like, oh, what the hell is Johnny doing here? But it actually was somewhat effective, and we'll talk about the ramifications of everything that changed today toward the end of the game, toward the end of the day. Will and Paris have a conversation. Paris is now talking about like being much more hesitant about keeping Kayla because she's like, well, Kayla has lied so much. Like, she's lied so much, and she doesn't see it as Johnny having convinced her of this, even though that was Johnny's entire point, because it was a huge blow up. And it wasn't like Johnny like, hey, guess what? Kayla's lied a lot. And so she is very skeptical of this. She's starting to question her decision to keep Kayla in the game. And Will is also saying, yeah, I'm not sure either. I'm really not sure about this. I'm really not feeling it. Will goes to Johnny and says, I'm on board to keep Allie in this game. Like, I've got your back. Let's do this. you know, let's get Kayla out of this house.
Yeah, the house meeting actually, I think, did a lot of help for the people who want to get Kayla out, because we were talking about yesterday how I hadn't felt like Johnny had done enough to really make Allie feel comfortable, to make Allie feel like he does have her back and he wants her to stay, even though it should be obvious. It seemed like he hadn't been talking much to her. But to have, like, it's like what was going on last week when they were trying to save Johnny. It's hard to feel comfortable unless you get everybody in the same room and you can tell that everybody has the same common interest. And they all were in the room and they were, you know, Allie and, well, it was really just Allie, not Liv. She was just kind of sitting back in the corner. Allie was coming hard at Derek and saying, you guys have been lying all along. I don't know how you're tell information triple when I've never told you information about that, so you're just completely making it up. You're just assuming things, which is not the case, and I've had conversations with these people and they know what I'm doing in the triple. So I do think it made Paris in particular, which is why, you know, the rest of the day goes about this way, where Paris starts to feel a little bit more uneasy about her. Today had been, I think we need to, she's sorry about maybe we can let Kayla go, because it does seem like Allie was fighting against them. So I think it did help them out a little bit, me and Allie out a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I really think it was the impetus for a lot of has been safe for the last few days. It hasn't wavered until Johnny finally managed to get this house meeting to happen. And that's when things started to shake up a bit. So there's some more campaigning. Johnny, Johnny and Will and people talk to lots of stuff that just is eventually irrelevant. The most important conversation that happens is that Paris talks to Liv, and they talk about who Liv would try to save of the trio if they had to. She says, "Look, would you save me over Will?" And Liv is like, "Of course, but what would Allie do? Would she save me over Will? Because it seems like she likes Will more than me." And Liv says, "Don't worry, I can convince her to keep you." Paris is doing pretty decently about Liv. Liv has been working on Paris all week, and that may be a very important factor in the vote as well. Now that Paris is considering keeping Allie in the game, so that's a possibility there. I mean, literally, I'm looking at the chat and I'm trying to read when he's talking. They're deciding about what they're wanting to do right now as we speak, because it's still not decided, which is why I'm going to skip over a lot of this back and forth, because ultimately the last conversation is the only one that's truly going to matter. This trio, we've been talking about how dysfunctional they are. They cannot make up their minds, and they've talked about it themselves, but like, they've spent all day and like 4 days just waffling back and forth instead of studying for this triple eviction competition. And like, I honestly feel like that's a huge mistake. It's ridiculous, Matt.
Yeah. Maddie has been saying, last night she kept talking to Paris about how, I really feel like we've wasted a lot of time going back and forth instead of making a decision when I haven't been able to study as much. And 100%, they have no idea what these competitions are going to be. But, and it does feel like, I mean, we haven't really talked about the episode much. I don't know if anything important even happened to talk about. I did watch it this morning really quick. But the POV comp was about, you know, trivia from the game. It was, you know, they had to run over to the field and pick up pictures from certain competitions. And it was just, you know, house information. So I don't know if the triple is going to have true or false about stuff like that, but it's like the quickest thing to do. So it's likely. But yeah, they haven't studied. They've been so busy going back and forth with this decision. And I don't think that they're going to decide until, like, I think the eviction taping starts at like 3:00, and they're probably going to decide at like 2:59. So that'll be fun to keep track of if you care enough to go crazy and follow that all day.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff going on. Paris and Maddie end up having an argument about like just a general Paris-Maddie argument that they often tend to have. Paris is mad about Maddie, you know, telling people things that Paris has said. And Maddie's like, oh, but you do the same thing. And they get into a little bit of an argument there. Paris says to Maddie, Dayla, they lie so much in this game. How can we trust them? How can we be keeping them in this game? We don't want to look like sheep. Canada's going to think we're sheep if we keep Dayla in the game. But they are scared of how close Will seems to be with. They're worried about that. And then like on cue, Will comes in and he says, look, I'm voting Kayla out. That's it. I'm done with it. If you guys don't want to join me in that, then I can go work with other people because this is the way that things should go for my game. And that's just the way of things, Matt.
Yeah, they can take a lesson. No spoilers at all, but they can take a lesson from Survivor, from Kellen, who has been clamoring all season about trusting her gut. And I think their gut has been speaking up for the past 24 hours, telling them that that they probably should send Kayla home. And I do think that they feel like keeping the showmans in the house is not a good idea. Getting to the final five with the showmans when they are both perfectly capable of winning competitions when the trio has not won at all is not a good idea. And I think that they're aware of that. It's just like Paris specifically still feels like Allie and Liv would come after her before Derek and Kayla would if they keep Kayla safe. Maddie especially feels like, you know, Liv and Allie are coming for her, which is not false in any way. But again, it's just the whole thing about like Allie and Liv might be easier to beat in competitions, and the showmans will win their way to the end if you let them get past the triple eviction. There's two of them. And if one of them wins the HOH, they are safe through the triple eviction, and then you have them in the final five. So the whole back and forth is just because she doesn't know if it's like, is it better to get to the final five and then try to beat them, or do we just need to get them out now? And again, it's not ghost minute.
Yes. So Will ends up going and talking to Johnny, and he Johnny is going to take another angle at this with Will, and he's going to say, look, we can't trust Maddie. Maddie has a deal with Dayla. Maddie wants to game. She knows that Dayla will, both of Dayla will take her to the end of the game because they know they can't beat each other. They know Maddie is the easier person to beat. That's why Dayla. That's why Dayla wants to work with Maddie. That's why Maddie wants to work with Dayla. You can't trust them together. They have a secret deal, and you can't do that. Maddie get one over on you, Will buys into this wholesale, and he's like, oh no, we can't let Maddie play us. And like, even as we speak, he's still talking about this morning, like, oh, should we keep Kayla though? But then I don't, Maddie has a deal with Kayla. And, he's very worried about this. Paris ends up joining them. They make the pitch to her. At this point, she had been, kind of sold like Kayla lies so much. We don't want to be sheep. She is kind of on board at this point. She says that, all right, let's do it. I'm pretty sure, I'm not locked in, but I'm pretty sure I want to keep Allie in the game.
It's almost like at the final eight, you need to make a decision for your two best friends games. Like, I don't know if that's a strange concept, but it's something that they seem to not be taking in too well because they want don't want to screw over Johnny because they feel like Johnny kept them safe this week and Johnny showed that he was loyal to them. But we're going into a triple eviction here. I don't know how many times we have to say it. They need to make a decision that's good for their own best game. And if they're just going to keep, you know, is this better? Is this better for Maddie? Better for me? Just pick what is best for your game. Go in there and vote. And if the vote goes the wrong way, there's not even going to be time to argue about who voted for who or what. So I don't know. I don't know why they're doing this to themselves. I think it's so crappy for Johnny that Derek won that veto, because if Derek didn't win the veto, I mean, even if they were debating back and forth over who to send home between Kayla and Derek, it's so much better than what's going on right now, because this will completely change the direction of the game. If Allie stays in the house, there's a pretty like 50-50 shot of who wins the power here. If Dayla stays in the house for the triple eviction, I feel like it's the trio has a very, very small shot of getting it out alive.
All right. Well, Paris ends up going to Maddie and sort of breaking the news to her. Yes, let's do the. I think we should evict Kayla. Maddie is not too happy about that. She ends up crying. They have a conversation about it. She says, if this is what you want, I will go along with it. Paris talks to Allie. She says, look, I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep you. We're pretty locked in. Then Allie puts a pep in her step. Kayla's like, what just happened? Why is Allie so happy? She mentions to Derek, Allie just scheming. What just happened with Allie? So Kayla runs and talks with Paris and we're good, right? Because I'm going to keep you safe. And Paris is like, oh, yeah. And then Paris is like, wait a minute. Am I making the right decision? Hold on. And she starts waffling and she goes back to Maddie and she's like, talk to Kayla. And I don't know. I'm kind of not sure. And Maddie's like, are you serious right now? And Will joins them and they talk to Will and they're like, yeah, we're not sure again. And Will is like, oh, really? Oh, man, maybe I'm not sure either. And this is when my notes just say, this is a cluster. This is a cluster.
Listening to us recap how back and forth this was, just imagine like following the feed updates all day if you weren't, because it's just, oh my God, back and forth and impossible to keep track of. And still this morning, they're not.
Okay. So at this point, when it hits the cluster, back and forth within a few conversations, five or six times, they cannot decide. This is like if Steve Moses on the night before evicting, I believe it was Meg, was saying stuff out loud to himself, like when he was vomiting into the sink. Like they cannot make up their minds. And ultimately, they kind of decide at the tail end, they talk to Johnny and they're pretending to not be waffling. And Johnny is like, you guys are waffling, right? Like there's something is up here. And they're like, no. And so Johnny does what, one of the things that he's good at, which is, he goes, okay, well, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have doubted you guys. I love you guys. I trust you guys so much. Let's have a big group hug. And then, so they go back down and they're like, oh my God, we feel so bad doing this to Johnny. So what they were saying last night was, all right, we feel really bad for Johnny, but if we do this, we will keep him safe in the triple. We'll take out both of Dayla, which is an improvement for Johnny's odds, theoretically, if it sticks. At the same time, Kayla and Derek are so worried about Nila not staying now that they are also saying that they would be really grateful to the trio if they kept them at this point, to the point where they now have changed their tune and are saying, at this point, we'll be grateful. We'll take them down to the final five. We will take out Liv and Johnny. So it's almost like the waffling has made people do things that are worse for their game, where Paris, Maddie, and Will are more likely to protect Johnny in the triple, and Kayla and Derek are more likely to take Johnny and Liv out in the triple. It does kind of seem like the trio's odds have improved a little bit. I feel like it's not as bad a decision to keep Kayla in the game when she genuinely feels grateful enough. And I think that given enough time, she would back off of that. She would say, screw being grateful. I need to do what's best for my game. But because it's so down to the wire at this point, I think there is a chance that Kayla, if she wins the HOH or if Derek wins the HOH, that they do go after Liv and Johnny out of pure gratitude. And that's not something we often see in the game.
Well, yeah, that's the question that I have, because earlier in the week, Kayla and Derek were talking to each other about how no matter what, even if the trio keeps us, we do have to keep Olivia safe because Olivia would still have our back more than they would. We have to get one or two of them out, like no matter what. But they want to get Johnny out. So they'd like to, I think they were saying that they would have liked to get Johnny and one of the trio out. And they were talking about Paris at the time. But they were talking yesterday, Dayla, and they were saying, maybe we do need to bring the three to the final five because they would be easier to beat. And, you know, she's not wrong about that. but it's impossible to tell actually going to do. And I feel like at this point, I feel like they would probably still take the shot at the trio. I mean, they've been waffling with their decisions just as much as the trio has in terms of whether or not to keep them. But I still feel Paris that far in the game. I feel like they think that Maddie is an easy person to beat at the end. I feel like they think that Will is probably easier to beat at the end, but nothing is going to make them feel comfortable about Paris. We were saying yesterday about how every time Paris was talking to Kayla was saying, oh, she's just trying to make herself look like the hero here and make it seem like she's the one saving us, even though Will and Maddie are already on board with the plan. So if Kayla stayed in her or Derek won HOH tonight, I would not be surprised to see Paris on the block instead of Olivia.
Yeah, and this is why I'm done with predictions, because multiple people are saying that they're going to do the non-optimal move for their game in the triple right now, and they continue to go back and forth and talk about all kinds of different things. So in takeaways are that Kayla, so then this morning, as we were talking, I've been keeping up to date as much as possible. Will, Paris, and Maddie had a conversation. Will seemed to be more on the side of evicting Kayla. Maddie was very adamantly for keeping Kayla. Paris was a little bit in the middle. And ultimately, they seem to have come down right now on the side of keeping Kayla in the game. Will is very concerned about what Johnny had told him about Maddie making a deal with Dayla. And that's one of the main reasons why he's still kind of wanting Kayla out of the game. He's also like, why are we afraid of Derek? And Maddie's like, I'm afraid of him. It's best for our game. Well, should we do it? It's best for our game. Paris said, I think by a hair, it's best for our game to keep Kayla. So that's what right now there's a good, 5.5 hours, I think, until so who knows what's going to change in that time.
Once Johnny wakes up and he goes back to reaffirm with them in the morning, are you guys keeping Kayla? Are you guys keeping Allie? Are you not? Once Johnny gets back involved, I think that's when we'll really have a better idea of what they're going to do.
Yes. So
we still won't.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of stuff happening. So, you're asking me who's going home tonight. I don't know. I don't know with the eviction that'll happen first. I don't know what'll happen in the triple. I don't know what Kayla and Derek will do. I know that they will target Johnny. I don't know if they will target somebody else. If Johnny wins the veto, no idea. What will Paris, Maddie, and Will do? I know Will should protect Johnny, but he could be talked out of it because that's Will. I know Liv should protect Johnny, but she could be talked out of it because that's Liv. There are all kinds of different things that are happening. The main takeaways from yesterday, the main changes to me are that the trio seem more likely to keep Johnny in triple. They seem more likely, both of Dayla, if possible. Of course, if one of them wins the veto, then I think they would, in fact, backdoor Johnny. Not that it's a true backdoor, but they would replace them with Johnny, and then Johnny would go. So I think that the trio is more likely to keep. Dayla is more likely to evict Liv than we've talked about previously. So keep on the lookout for those things to potentially happen. But it's all over the place, and not only just because it's hard for us to predict, but because I think it's impossible to predict, because I don't think these people know. I don't, let alone the fact that the plan is very likely to change over the next few hours and or during the triple eviction itself. So avoid spoilers, guys, and watch the show, because
And then when we get the episode tonight, we're going to get the Allie diary room. So I think I'm deciding that I played some, and now that Johnny put me on the block, I don't want to make him uncomfortable. I don't want to make the trio uncomfortable. So I'm going to let them know that if they want me to go home tonight, I understand. That's what's gonna happen.
Yes, yeah. Somebody, as I think Michi asked earlier, who's gonna get the credit if Kayla stays, or honestly, it's gonna be out no matter what. Even Maddie is in danger. Yes, I think that's another take. Though Maddie is the most adamant about keeping Kayla, the advantage that she gets for keeping Kayla has diminished. She's not waffling. I think that she is more likely to leave in the triple now than she has been before, because she is not going to Kayla and questioning Kayla, whereas Paris and Will are. So when Kayla and Derek were talking, they were talking about potentially putting Maddie up on the block with Liv and Johnny, and if they decide to go, it might be Maddie or potentially Will. Paris seems to have slipped off that radar for now, because again, they are constantly talking about Paris being a big threat. So anything can happen. Anything can happen. And we will be live tonight. We will be watching it here at Podcast. And what is Podcast House? If you have not been a long time listener, or maybe you just ignore us when we talk about our boring lives. We are in Boston right now for the live Know-It-Alls. Rob did his live show last night for Survivor, and Podcast House is a long running tradition where we just get an Airbnb together. And
so exciting.
There are lots of, I mean, most of the podcasters stopped coming to Podcast House, but then we just turned some of the other people into podcasters. So that's how that worked. I mean, really, I guess at this point, it's just like the Matts, and me and the Matts are the only, I mean, I guess technically Matt Liguori was technically on the first one.
On the bed next to Colin when I had no business actually sleeping over, but I had nowhere else to go. So,
yeah, I think I'm the only loser that's been to all of them as an official. No, Colin hasn't, right? He didn't come to Toronto. Yeah.
Every New York.
Yeah. No, we are not sharing this bed. I'm a prima donna and I get my own room.
This is the HOA.
I pay extra for my own room.
This closet, you guys can't see off my left. The closet is like the size of my bedroom at my house. It's a huge closet.
I don't need a closet. I don't know why there's a closet.
It's gigantic.
It's because we're in a really terrible area of Boston.
But it's a really nice house. There's a pool.
It's nice.
There's a big downstairs area. There's four TVs in this house. So who needs four TVs?
Well, I'm sorry for the digression, but because I do have a good announcement here. It was waffling back and forth just as much as Paris, Maddie, and Will have been. But last night, Kevin Martin will be joining us tonight for the triple eviction recap. Very excited to be talking to Kevin, the king of the triple. Couldn't hear about the triple eviction. So we'll be live after the triple, and we'll be talking with Kevin about all about it. And reacting, and it'll be lots of fun. So make sure you tune in tonight. I'm pretty sure there's a router downstairs, so I'll try and plug in for the show tonight in case the internet wasn't great for this update. I apologize for any audio issues that any of you have experienced for this update, but it's not like there's a lot of actual information that's going to be valid, and it's going to be useless in a couple hours. So, thank you guys for joining us. Like I said, I might try and stream some like reactions to the triple maybe on Twitch if that's possible. So make sure you check out my Twitch channel, Taryn Armstrong. And of course, once I get back home, I'll start streaming some more God of War and other such things and hang out with people. If you want to check me out there, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Matt is at Matt Liguori. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, where we will update you again on everything that's happening on the live feeds, I think. Who knows when the feeds are coming back? I don't know. I've seen people complaining like maybe there's an announcement, but I have not been able to see if there is an announcement about feeds. So there may or may not be feeds. And then I will also be interviewing not one, not two, but three people tomorrow. All three people who leave in the triple, I will get exit interviews with them. Borrow that out. I will the previous exit interview with Ryan was released in the update for Friday. I will try to make sure we get the this triple eviction interview on a separate podcast, so that you can listen to all three as a separate thing. I think that I've got for you. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. It's been fun. Again, shout out to everyone that I met here in Boston. You guys have been amazing, and we'll see you next time.